To our March 15th SAB meeting. I'm so happy to see you all. It's almost spring. This is exciting. For the record, shall we all go around and say who we are? This is Sarah Mim.
Terry Shoemaker.
Alex Mim, and I can take
John Rose.
Cindy Allison.
Darren Wise, staff.
Sarah Wyman.
Hey.
I've actually got it here too.
So. Yeah. Well, we have a very packed but exciting agenda tonight. Every month we have an exciting agenda. But as was agreed in the past, I'm going to read an excerpt from our charter to remind us all why we're here and just kind of center ourselves probably from our busy days. I may shorten this from last time and do that going forward if that's okay with folks, just to recenter, but also be a little bit expedient if that's okay. So, from the Charter, the Sustainability Advisory Board promotes sustainability policies, programs, and projects within the City of West Lynn and its community. The Board is committed to collaborating with government and residents to improve the quality of life in West Lynn by advancing stewardship of our environmental, social, and economic resources that is equitable for all present and future generations. All right, agenda item number one, check-ins and updates. How's everyone doing? We've got 10 minutes, but we don't have to use it all.
I'm doing good. I'm just kind of pissed about the roundup thing.
About the what?
The school boards, West Lynn and Wilsonville, are spraying roundup on all school grounds.
Oh, I did see some.
That was next to
it. Is that confirmed?
Or someone's on.
What's that?
Someone, I haven't talked to anybody verbally about this, right. But one of the respondents and extras said that they talked to the school board and said, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Is it like a timing thing, like they're doing it when kids are on break or something like that?
I don't know.
There was a petition going around to get the school board to delay it until their next meeting.
Public comment?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. I hadn't looked at it today.
I saw that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to. I asked those questions, but Darren, I'll sign up when I go.
I mean, at least they should take public inquiry about when, why, and where.
I feel like that's come up kind of in the past couple of years. It's like kind of, does that ring a bell? With
Darren said they had a discussion about Neon Hicks last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this group did, but yeah.
Didn't get any farther.
Well, yeah, we had the discussion about how do you actually regulate someone using it, or right. Even regulate a business selling it. You know, you could do those things, but you know, you could just drive across the river and get it over.
Yeah, it's like trying to get it off.
Yeah.
But they must have a policy. The school,
policy against
when why?
Yeah, I'm sure they do about, and I, this is kind of ringing a debate like about a couple of years of when we were working on the plan, I want to say, and there was some, I feel like there was a discussion about, you know, not spraying while the kids are on the break. But I don't know enough about the chemicals still.
They just going after dandelions?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the next door post either, so I'm kind of just...
Yeah, that didn't say much.
It wasn't terribly
informative. I mean, I think it's probably worth looking into, but it's probably...
Would anybody like to look into it? Does this group feel like you'll do it?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but what I find out is that Dr. Soft said you guys emails.
I would think also just related to Cindy and I have been emailing with Sharon Salvaggio and other folks about getting together. We've kind of proposed, like we've missed some times to meet, things like that. But that's been, I think that'd be a illogical, because that group is working on pesticide education and information, and you know, between Sharon and Cindy, I think that we have a couple of really good residents who, you know this stuff better than anybody else.
You guys know better than I do, especially, I actually rent my own home, so that's the kind of thing I should do. So.
I think approaching from a place of curiosity, though, is really important, because you know, instead of...
What the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there's so...
Because I'm not anti-pesticide. Mm-hmm. Just so to speak, in the right, you know, used judiciously.
And you're like integrated yeah. pest management.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm. But if it's... If it's just standard procedure and let's just do it and there's no reason for it,
mm-hmm. it's accepted procedure.
Right.
Lawn care all over this country.
Oh, I know. But does the school have to have a pristine lawn? I mean, really.
I think dandelions are beautiful.
Yeah, me too.
And they're good honeybees, right?
Bees like them. All yeah. bees like them. Yeah,
it's green.
Good stuff.
I mean, our yeah. lawn is mostly dandelions.
Yeah.
We're
good for you.
Yeah, just mow them.
The mason
green.
Bees need them right now.
Yeah.
Well, the other things are for me, but yeah. I guess on that meeting, though, we sort of left it because I was trying to figure out when she could meet.
Yeah, yeah, I think we sent it pinned down and meet with her. Because some of the proposed dates kind of came and went, and sounded like there was some confusion because Sharon wanted to loop in. Travis from Willamette River Keeper, Travis Williams.
Oh,
kind of
was that the Travis she met?
Right. And then he lives in West Lynn. So he's been
true.
To at least one of the meetings that citizen group or resident group had about that topic.
That's good.
And then she wanted, and then Tamara.
Gilbert.
From, yeah. I was going to say Gilbert's in like, no. Gilbert from. Someone I only spent several years with on the board. She probably know her last name. So, anyway,
like
so it's going. They're a great group. Like, I think that definitely once that finally happens, I think there's, you know, we talked about before, that internship, there's, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Well, if there are groups working on it, that would be a natural, connection that already exists.
Isn't there like a break between what the school... the school administration does and what the city does,
they're not
right.
beholden to the city in any way.
Right, so it's a different realm.
But they are putting that stuff in the water and the soil.
Yeah.
It is the city's, and that's the issue to me.
I think also if it were, like, if parents were aware, I mean, that's like...
Some of them are. Some of them are screaming bloody murder on... Mm-hmm. on
but, I mean, screaming time. Bloody murder is one thing, and volunteering exactly. to be part of the the solution, is it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for volunteering to take it to the next step.
I have a bunch of questions about how to do it.
Yeah,
and
that's
fine.
Information,
we
and we'll keep trying to meet.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a group. So I guess it has to be a week, night, evening deal.
Probably.
Good.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, I was going to send an email to the group, but it was only a couple of days ago, so I figured.
Yeah. To keep to our schedule, any other quick updates?
I've got something real quick. So first, this is the annual net metering report that the Parks Department gets from PGE every year. It talks about the, and Glenn would know better than I do, but it's one of the parks that has solar in it.
Yeah.
And this is the report on how much the solar generates and how much is given back to the grid.
Who does this kind of report go to?
It goes to Ken Worcester, the Parks Director. And then they wanted me to also, I believe you got an email about this, but there's a work party going on for Earth Day that the Parks Department is putting on.
I signed up for the one at the bottom of the hill where the Baltimore
is. So they're hoping to get as many people as possible, because I believe Comcast is the sponsor, and they get a certain amount of money for every volunteer that signs up to provide lunch and shirts and all that kind of stuff. So
maybe we should put as an action item just to check your schedule to see if anyone else can make it to this event.
Is there any role we would want to take in this? Just attend.
Yeah.
Seems like it was already planned without us. It would be cool to attend, though. And, you know, if you end up being able to make it just to meet Ken, or if you've already met him, to say.
You're talking about the work party?
Yeah.
Yeah, I signed up for the one in Moulton Woods. I could hit it with a rock more than.
And we should add that on our accomplishments list at the end of the year. Like, you know, we participated in a community, community event. Any other updates? I'll just go real quick and then we'll move on to the next agenda item. Thank you to everyone here that went to the State of the City event. That was so cool that everyone in this room was there.
And
Darren,
to the students.
You were there in spirit. Yeah, and to the students. And I'll just save my update about the post-event conversations that we had with counselors Terry Cummings and Richard. How do you pronounce his last name?
Sekulik.
So it was really positive. So thank you all for being there. That was really cool to see everyone there. The other real quick thing I'll say is Alex went to Merrillhurst. He was a really active student in sustainability there. Merrillhurst University is not technically located in Lake Oswego or Westland, so they're kind of, you know, in between.
It's in Merrillhurst?
Merrillhurst. They're having an Earth Week fair that we've been invited to have a table at, and I know Alex will be there, I heard, because I talked to the person coordinating it today, and they invited us. If anybody...
But I will be there for Clackamas County. Like, I'll be there for work.
Oh, yeah, for something else. But if anybody else would like to be there, we're welcome to have a table on behalf of Westland's Sustainability Advisory Board and just talk to attendees about Westland sustainability. So it would be mostly focused towards students, but it's an event that's open to the community as well. So I can, if anyone's interested, Alex or I could put you in touch with the Merrillhurst contact there.
I think it's during lunchtime. It definitely, Merrillhurst is pretty slow until the evening because that's, you know, their student, their focus is with adult learners, so a lot of times during the day things can be a little slow. I think it might be a lot of staff.
Okay.
I will be there on Monday of, is that like Monday the 16th or something?
Well, the 21st is Earth Day, so.
Is that the day that you said on the 21st or what?
No, it's during the week.
It's during Earth Week, Monday to Thursday, during the lunch hour.
And 4 days, not just one.
Yeah.
So I'd say as an action item, if you're interested or want to learn more, maybe email me or Alex or both of us, and then we can find all the details from
there. Oh, yeah, the details.
Cool, okay. Can you include that as an action item for me? Okay, great, thank you. And no pressure if you can't make it, but it's cool that you're interested. Okay, so moving on to our second agenda item, review action items from our February meeting. So it's 6:18 now, let's try to keep it under 10 minutes, father time. Okay, so Russ isn't here, so a couple of his action items need to be moved into next month. All right, so we all attended State of the City, great job. All SEB membership plan to attend the City Council work session in May. Darren, is that date confirmed?
Yes.
Awesome.
Nice.
Thank you.
What was the date?
Monday, May 7th. Oh, good. So please put that on your calendars if you haven't already. All SAB members should brainstorm which upcoming 2018 milestones we'd like to submit to Council for our goals and milestones, for their goals and milestones list. We haven't formally put anything together, so maybe what I should do, unless anybody has actually done this, is I can send out a sheet following today's meeting that we can all contribute to when, you know, not in this meeting, because it may be something that we need to think about.
Did you see what Jerry sent up?
Sounds good.
I did, but it's something separate. If you check out the minutes for this meeting, there's a link to the council's goals and milestones list, so they just want us to submit our stuff.
What time does that work session?
As an action item for me to put together a document that people can add the suggested goals and milestones to.
Wait, create document for...
And then send to the group.
On the agenda, so.
Okay.
For our suggested goals and milestones for City Council. And then the next item is somewhat similar, brainstorm our list of accomplishments and goals to the climate mayor's compendium. So I can put together, or maybe on that document, we can also have a section to brainstorm on as well, because we didn't really formalize what that submitted list would look like. So moving on, OIT students to send email to Russ to get their information included in State of the City. They did it. Darren confirmed a work session on May 7th. Thank you. Glenn to share the Arbor Day Foundation tree info with Cindy. He did it. Sarah, and Alex to move forward on the Shred event for Earth Day, which in brief, we heard from Darren, thank you, Darren, that alerted us that because the Westland Refuse is already holding an event later in the year, we may not want to double up on having two Shred events in a year. I don't know if Darren, you want
to... Well, I mean, they kind of, in the past, before that was a part of the contract, it was organized by volunteers like Lisa Clifton, who would kind of work with Teresa Zach to have it out here. But then since it's now a part of a contract for them to offer outright, it's kind of could be redundant. Yeah. I think the things are usually just worth having once a year.
Can we still claim that it's...
Darren, didn't you say that?
Well, no, that's we had the discussion. It's like,
right.
I think the Sustainability Advisory Board should claim victory.
It started it,
and now it's officially being run by someone that the city no longer has to run it. It's contractual.
Yeah. There's no way it should resolve.
Yeah.
And it's one that we're not.
It's a success. Let's move on to finding another success.
Right. And also, as a reminder, we at a council, I don't know if it's a meeting or a work session, in which when they spoke about that, and we also spoke about composting, the board express our support for them hosting a Shred event, and then obviously it kind of became a much bigger thing, but at the heart of it was us saying, yeah, that'd be great if they hosted a Shred event, and they were offering it, sure.
In the future, just for the record, it would be great if it grew into that Earth Fair vibe that we had talked about, but for now, it's cool. Alright, so let's see what else we have.
Maybe a lowercase b.
Yeah. We found the back. Okay, so these are going to be continued in April. Unfortunately, I didn't follow up with one of my action items to connect with Courtney and Russ about promoting our participation in Climate Mayors, so I'll continue that for the next meeting. Glenn has an item he needs to continue, and then Russ has a couple of action items. Alright, 5 minutes to spare.
Oh, done with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we'll continue in April. I would probably add that Cindy and I need to connect with Sharon, because we started emailing about that last year.
Does anyone have any other items that I didn't mention?
Well, I mean, what Tara had sent today, that's kind of, I think, worth mentioning and kind of figuring out where in the, I think probably before the council meeting, we should probably focus on what we want to do in that. But I mean, I feel like that's going to kind of play into it, because we can point to the ways that this fits in with the comp plan.
So that's something we talked about at the retreat to do.
Right, exactly. So maybe for April is to kind of have that in our mind for the council meeting. It's like, we don't have to go line by line, but at least we can identify using that, like where they connect.
Okay.
This is a little thing, but I might try to connect with Parks and Rec to see where they're planning on purchasing the natives for the day. I think I'm more curious than anything, but just making sure they're supporting like the local folks.
Which is a tie into the sustainability plan too.
Yeah, because I know Crest Farm has a bunch of natives, and I wonder if that might be an opportunity, but I don't know.
Is it on Westland?
It's Westland Wilsonville School District's farm, so that'd be cool.
And
Bosky Dell is kind of like this.
Yeah, I mean, just making sure that those dots are being connected.
Right.
That's a really good point.
I mean, working with Crest Farm and also the Wilsonville Arts and Technology High School on my SAGE project.
I just visited there and I love it.
To inject a recycling component into their program to get kids jobs. So, in fact, we just had a speaker from Angelix K came out on Tuesday and talked to the kids. And I was thinking that once you, Darren mentioned that there's a success with the Shred event, that, you know, move on. I was thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we could, like, do a number six plastic recycling collection event that's a regular thing, because Agilex will take all number six that you
That's a great
all
idea.
Number six
solo cups.
Where are they?
Yeah,
bike
all
is that what that
number
is?
Six.
Tiger.
And, can I go in the bike rack?
They're on Hunter, off Hunticker.
Oh yeah. Can we add that to the bike rack? Would you be okay if we add that on the bike rack
for
following them
Monday.
For a future?
Sure.
Yeah.
I think operation.
I thought you were talking about riding over there. I pictured it with a bike rack.
No, I was just like, that's such a good point. And like, I love involving art and tech students and volunteer events like that.
So how do I, I'm sorry, I'm really not good at it.
So they had a, they just had a styrofoam event at Robinwood last weekend.
Number six.
And so we don't they have it at
the very bottom of the document?
Right.
So just like, how would you say, look into partnering with Agilex for a future additional specialty plastics?
Yeah, they're really glad to help organize events. They can't pick it up, but, you know, and if we could get something that's, because just a one-time shot is fine, but it feels good, but it doesn't. If it's something regular that could be kept going, like the Shred thing that somebody picks up. And
sounds like we did it with the Shred event, so maybe that's our next victory.
Success.
Yeah,
because that's a huge hole in the recycling processes, all the plastics that we can recycle.
And that could become part of the contract.
When you bring it to Robinwood and they request a donation, where does that money go? To Robinwood?
I'm sure, because it's a free drop-off at Agilex. It's probably, you know, but someone is driving their own personal vehicle, taking their time, so it's probably, I would imagine, donations to Friends of Robinwood Station is what I would think.
Yeah they're a non-profit. So.
Yeah,
and then maybe renting the truck, because you said they don't pick up Agilex.
Yeah, well, there's no money involved. They don't pay for it. You just drop it off. So.
Right,
okay.
Yeah. So you want to have compact the stuff as much as you can, get a couple of pickups and put a net over and haul it over.
Yeah, you have to bring over, as we talked about, you have to bring over a lot for the drive to make, for you to offset the oil you use that you drive there.
Maybe we really should use bikes. Again, with the art students. Yeah.
How are we doing on time?
We should move on.
Okay. All right. So, agenda item number three, ground rules.
Oh.
Who was here for that conversation at the latter part of 2017? Was anyone not here? John Rose was probably not here.
No, I wasn't.
Was anyone? Do you remember? So, Alex came into the meeting. I was trying to look through the meeting minutes, and I couldn't find it. But Alex had just come from this seminar on best practices for running meetings, and that's where we kind of as a group had said, you know, we'll read the charter at the beginning of the group or at the beginning of the meeting.
I've implemented a lot of those things too, by the way.
Yeah.
They're really good. They work well.
Mm-hmm. So this is just an opportunity for us to, as a group, decide what works for us as a group.
Yeah. Do you want me to kind of talk about it? So here, as Sarah mentioned, I've gone to an all-day training on meeting facilitation, and it covered a wide range of topics of, you know, like keeping people on track and like making sure that the vibe in the room is good. But also, one thing that among the other ideas that we've kind of implemented into our agendas was also about maybe establishing ground rules for the group. For how we basically act in our meetings, and you know, like, what do we kind of expect from one another? What should we hold ourselves accountable to? And I think definitely, like, we have a good group. Like, there's no weird personalities, there's no drama, there's none of that stuff. What'd you say? No, there's.
You don't know me that well.
But we all get along and we have a good time. But I still think that, you know, when we have this blend of, you know, a few new people or relatively new people to the board, you know, we want you all to feel like you can throw out any question, any idea, and that, you know, it's like a. There are no dumb questions, there are no dumb ideas, and so, but then as a group, how do we kind of create an environment that is really respectful and that people feel they can share what they want to share, but that we also are respecting the work's time and the purpose of the group, and that you know, we're making sure that we're staying on point. So these handouts, I just found it. I dug around everywhere. I finally found it this afternoon. So the other, there's this side, which is just kind of pretty vague. I mean, not pretty broad of, you know, like typically the meeting ground rules will usually cover, you know, being how like different forms of respect, which, you know, making sure you're not showing up without, you're not showing up really late without letting people know or think, or that you're letting people speak, but also that, you know, that people feel safe to share what they really think. The other side with all those images were just examples of groups that have put together their own ground rules. You obviously see a lot of kind of like my own marks. Those marks are not me saying, oh, this is a cool one. That was part of an exercise in the class. So it's kind of, so there are obviously, because I've stared at this thing for a number of times, I have ideas of things that I think would be relevant for the group, but it's the group's rules. And so I'd like us all to brainstorm what we think, you know, an effective, fun, respectful meeting would be like, you know. And again, we hold one another to it, and we're all responsible for meeting these basically conduct standards in a way. So we don't have to finish the conversation. It'd be nice if we could, but we don't necessarily have to. Just like to hear from people, maybe experience in other groups or things that you're thinking so far in this group, what kind of ground rules you would like to see for our board meetings.
I think ground rules are nice because I'm on a board and we have teleconference, you know, board meetings once a month. And there are rules, ground rules for teleconferencing, and a lot of people don't follow them. And it's really distracting and really disturbing, and it's hard when you're on a phone call.
Mm-hmm. It's more critical for teleconferencing than for face to face.
Like, mute your line.
So anyway, I think it's a good idea, and, you know, if we could find, say, 7 of them that are really good, maybe just make a poster and every meeting just stick it up on that board there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea.
Big print, you know, everybody can see it.
There's one I'd like to throw out. It's just from all my experience with meetings is with computer corporations. So the last one was Intel, and they're very rigid about meetings, and they have all day long. But they had one that I really liked, and this rule you guys have always kept to, I just think it might be good to have written down, is have to have a complete agenda before the meeting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an obvious thing, but nobody's falling off on that. I'm not trying to say that. Mm-hmm. Oh, a spy.
Hey, trouble.
I mean, it's almost a given, but yeah. I'm so used to seeing it stressed, but been doing that all along, so. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one thing I appreciate about this group is this, you guys have stuck to the agenda and the time.
I think honor time limits was one that I saw that would be good.
Which one?
Honor time limits.
Yeah, that's definitely, I think, as we've talked about, we get in the room, I think we all get excited to be around one another, and then topics will spiral out. And we're like, guys, we haven't even reached the point of making a decision.
Yeah, it's important.
And then also, Darren's staying late, too, so we kind of want to be mindful of that. We're volunteers, but Darren is, you know, got to go home, too.
Yeah. I really like step up, step back. I don't see it as much in this group, but just making sure that there's some opening in the space for people who are a little bit more, like, less vocal and quieter. Especially if you have outside guests, which hopefully we'll have more of those. But.
Yeah, there was one that I had circled on this sheet. Silence does not always mean agreement, and that if people, a lot of us just dominate the air, and a person feels like they don't agree with the group, but they don't feel like maybe they're as well versed in the topics. I don't want to speak up, and we really want to encourage people to realize that, you know, the only way you learn is and contribute is by being a part of the conversation.
On that topic, can I ask a question that you don't have to answer for yourself if you don't want to say this in front of the group, but I just wanted to acknowledge there are some people that need a few moments of silence before responding. And sometimes others, like we're saying, can take that silence and like redirect the conversation or assume like this says that there's agreement. So if there's anyone in the room or anyone that just in general would like us to take more silence before moving on, I, you know, as one of the facilitators of the group, I'd really like to know if folks would like more silence before moving on so that folks can have time to reflect and maybe say something if they didn't already.
Another suggestion is to offer that moment at the end of the meeting just to get, like, is there anything that you digested in this meeting that needs further comment, you know?
I was opening my mouth to say those exact words.
Yeah.
I agree, that's important because I'm more likely to come up with something 20 minutes later.
Yeah, and then it'll be off topic.
I send myself emails at midnight all the time. After
yeah.
Oh, yeah, this would be a really good thing.
Another one that I think might be particularly relevant for this group is just we have a rule at my work, which is like try on another perspective. We might want to frame it differently, but I think sometimes when you're a social or environmental activist, you can get really like tied into that perspective of like the fight. And I think especially in our seat with the city where we're working with some very like conventional brains around this stuff, it can behoove us to sort of try on their perspective when we're thinking about advocacy.
Mm-hmm. I think this is just a general interpersonal skill, but you see it in a lot of things that, you know, ultimately, like, we really are, you know, like, we're kind of standing shoulder to shoulder on these issues, and so that we kind of want to remember that we're fighting a problem, we're not fighting one another, mm-hmm. that even if, when there's disagreement over an approach, I think it's, we're all going to be in agreement on what the issue is, and so, like, how do we kind of, you know, that if there's a disagreement over, you know, how to address something, that it doesn't devolve into just some awkward thing that no one wants to be around, you know, that we're keeping a constructive conversation and that we're trying to find, you know, people can be really adamant about where they are, but ultimately what is best is kind of in the middle. So I think just remembering it's here, I mean, it's talk, you know, attack the problem, not the person, but it's that kind of thing. We're all teammates, really.
Does anyone have a desire to collect or create a document or anything that we can start populating? You know, as, you know, to maybe pare this down to like Terry's suggestion to, you know, top seven or so.
Well, if someone was the receptor and everyone sent seven things to that person, then we could get back next time and say, okay, this is, there was 14 here, you want to sit through and find out, pick a certain number.
I'll receive them.
Thank you.
Send them out, I'll collect them. Mm-hmm. Everybody can use Word.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to send our top seven?
Yeah. Do you guys all have my email?
Well, I don't know. It's
my post in the board on the website is listed as vacant, so that's not my email.
Oh no!
It just hasn't been updated.
Oh well, that's good to know.
I was going to ask. I asked you about this, there, and you said that everybody updates their own sections of the website. I'm assuming that everybody is you for this group and not any of us. Is that correct? Or?
No. So technically, this group is under the ownership of administration because the council appoints you. So they're the one that keeps up on when the terms start and end and who's on it and all that kind of stuff. I don't track any of that stuff. I just come to the...
Publish the agenda.
Yep. Yeah. So I will check on that, though.
And Alex, after the meeting, 1 minute with you about website, you asked me to do if I would be interested in doing some of that, and I very much would if the need is there because I have the skills.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I just want to say that.
And I don't want to get us off too far off topic. So a lot of the website stuff is kind of on hold until, because a lot of the resources that the city offers have to do with recycling and waste reduction and things like that, and some of those things are in the air for the foreseeable future for the region. So it's kind of like, why update twice? It's, you know.
Yeah.
Some of those things are upcoming, but yes, we could, I would definitely like to.
And what's your email?
John O. Rose, JOHNOROSE, at runbox.com, RUNBOX.
One other, while I'm thinking about it, the ground rule, I think the framework that we kind of worked out at the end of last year of kind of, I mean, you know, having set roles at meetings of, you know, timekeeper and notekeeper and facilitator and people coming prepared, and then having the groups, you know, like understanding, okay, this action item, this is either just like informational sharing only, this is a conversation, we need to make a decision here, that we kind of stay, like we stick to some of the things that we worked out, that like looking at the minutes right now, it's laid out, you know, how we would want it to be. So kind of like remember, like respecting that we did come up with, we did spend a lot of time figuring out a way to make our meetings the most effective, and so let's kind of stick to those. So in a way, like, stick to our own rules is a rule, kind of.
Rule number one, follow the rules.
Yeah. Rule number two, the worse the joke, the better. I was going to say the worse the joke, the better, but maybe.
That said, how are we doing on time?
I said 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
I think that's good enough. I think, yeah, we time we need to move on, but yeah.
Okay, so I did record the action item for folks to email you, the seven ground rules that they are so in love with, they can't live without.
Yeah, I'm hoping there'll be some overlap.
Yeah, oh yeah, there will be. Thank you, Alex, for reading that. Cindy?
Well, I had a couple questions about the existing Arbor Day program. How does that work? Does that, you don't know
yet? No, the parks runs
does it.
Because
they give away the trees?
Yes.
And do you know what they spend?
I do not know that.
Okay, that
I think I put it in my email about how many they average a year giving away, yeah. And whatever a tree costs.
Depends on the tree, I guess, how big it is.
Yeah. So I watched the video, and it sounds like a really cool program. Mm-hmm. Their sample city was Spokane, so they had a speaker from Spokane and how they had tried to do these tree giveaways and try to plot them and set up, you know, the shipping and all that kind of stuff on their own, and it was just really cumbersome for them. So what the Arbor Day Foundation does is they offer either this full package. They will do a minimum of 100 trees, so they could, that does accommodate a smaller city than certainly than Spokane. And what they do is you contract with them, you set this tree species, so the full package deal, which they don't tell you the price until the very end of the video, is, let's see, $35 to $50 per tree. So it could be a chunk of money. But that includes everything, they do everything. I mean, you tell them what you want, you set up, you write the little welcome letter on their website, people go to the website, you set up what tree species you want them to offer. They mail the trees directly to the homeowner. Then they plot it, I think they use a program called iTree, which I'm not familiar with, check it out, which actually will calculate maps for you and what this tree will do in terms of climate change, and it, you know, they'll give you all the statistics you want at the end of the program. So I thought that was pretty cool because, I mean, just giving away tree, you're not getting any data on mm-hmm. that tree, which I think is what Russ was trying to get at with, I don't know if that's specific in the mayor climate change agreement or if it's something the council specifically said we want more data
right.
on tree coverage. So that was the full package, the full deal. The other deal they offer is software only. So we would do what we've been doing, I guess, is giving away the trees or having an event where we give the trees away, but they'll do the the software tracking, and that's only $10 to $20 per tree. I think that they didn't explain what that span means. I assume it means maybe you're picking a more expensive tree. I'm not sure.
But they're not doing the advertising and marketing to the community. That's like what we would be doing.
Well, in the full deal thing, it's kind of a partnership. You tell them what you want, and they do some of it, and you do some of it. And the software only thing, let's see if I have if I wrote that down. You would do the, Well, anyway, they would, I think what you would do is they would handle the ordering of the tree, but we would have to provide the tree. But they would still, you know, give you the data and the metrics and stuff. We would just be doing the tree giving away and the buying of the trees too. So you're paying, that price is pretty much just for the data collection and not having to set up your own ordering system. That's kind of what they offer for the $10 per tree.
I wonder if like transportation of mailing these trees, like is like what the environmental benefits are from.
Well, you could do an event where it's like a pickup event.
Yeah.
Where you just have the trees and you just say, come get your tree on this day, on from these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly something that you could do. And that would bring the cost down for mm-hmm. sure. For the program. Now in Arbor Day, isn't Arbor Day next month? I mean, mm-hmm. it's soon. Yeah. So they need a 4 to 6 week from launch to the end of the program is 4 to 6 weeks. But in Oregon, the best time to plant a tree is actually in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
After the November through March is the best time to plant trees. So I think more and more people are starting to, a lot of people still want to garden in the spring, but I think a lot of people do realize that planting in the winter is better.
Take advantage of the free water.
Yeah, and the trees will put on a little root growth, you know, before the summer. So it might be a cool fall program.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have on that website, you talked about the carbon benefit, does it have information?
Yep.
Because what I'm thinking is, as we think about our climate action plan,
mm-hmm.
Thinking of any data that we have that says, you know, we want to reduce our emissions 80%, and this is how we're going to do it, and then we could use that data, you know, from the tree.
Oh, the other thing they do, which I thought was pretty cool, I forgot about, was you can look at this program, and it can call up your house, your yard, and you can move the tree around, and it'll give you the energy savings depending upon where you place that tree.
Oh my god,
that's huge!
That's amazing.
Oh really?
Huge.
Is that iTree?
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And then they gave an example, and I'm not sure exactly. I just took some quick notes. $45 per year is probably the energy savings, I guess that number means, in Fresno for one large deciduous tree. That would be air conditioning. And in New England, one large evergreen tree would save you $30 a year in, I would think that might be heating. I didn't realize it, but having evergreens close to your tree can also help with heating, not just cooling.
Because you probably... Just insulation, or
yeah, it must
blocks
be.
The wind.
So I'm trying to think.
And does it just focus on like climate benefits, not habitat or any?
I don't think they go. It's mostly just like because
I wonder if we make like carbon. Some sort of recommendation if we can kind of fold in all the benefit that they're not even.
Oh, well,
you know.
Yeah.
So if there's. If we're conservative and say a tree saves $30 a year, if we as PGE customers pay roughly 8 cents a kilowatt hour, I think that's what we get charged on our bill. I just plugged in what that amount of electricity would be the equivalent to emissions-wise, and that's that $30 savings of that one tree is equivalent to reducing 684 miles driven by an average passenger vehicle.
Wow.
that's the kind of stuff that needs to go with the wires.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that $30 is equal to the electricity that we're reducing.
Yeah.
And that electricity that we're reducing is equal to the emissions that we're saving.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden.
They give you a lot of data. So, and I didn't really write down all the data that they provide, but it seemed like a lot.
I mean, if data is what the city wants, like,
yeah,
it is really cool. Yeah.
They don't have any, they have none in Oregon. They just, they're in 36 states have taken advantage of this program, but no one in Oregon has yet. And Spokane is the only city.
We could be the first.
Washington, so we would be the first.
A lot of people in Oregon think we have too many trees already.
I know. Yeah.
So where do we go? Where do we go from here? Like, would we make?
I got the contact info for the people that we contact, and I guess we would provide would be, let's see how it works. So you get kind of this little custom website that they create that you send people to do the ordering. And so you have to feed them all the information so they can create that website.
Could we do that through PG&E bills, or would that be...
Which part?
Well, you know how they do inserts in, like, the utility? Like, can we even do that with PG&E?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've only heard that Westland Refuse does it because they're local.
Yeah.
Does the city pay anything, or is it all on the resident that pays?
No, I think we would pay for the service. As a city. Yeah. Well, they would be $10 to $20 per tree. Yeah, the homeowner's getting the tree for free.
Yeah, so the appropriate path forward, mm-hmm. if you want my opinion, mm-hmm. is to first probably invite the Parks Department mm-hmm. to come to a meeting to talk about what they do mm-hmm. and what kind of metrics they collect.
Already do.
Yes. And when you're talking about metrics, Metro is required, I believe, every 5 years from their Title 13 program to do a Metro-wide canopy coverage study. So in the previous jurisdiction I worked in, we got the data from them. We were able to use it to do all kinds of stuff with GIS and identify areas that didn't have trees and targeted them for planting. So everything you're talking about, mm-hmm. we have access to that data. So, you know, again, if the parks has already got a program going, we can access free data. I don't know that it would be necessary to pay for that kind of service, but, you know, I think it's worth talking about. You know, get Ken or somebody to come and discuss it.
Yeah. But you're just getting it from a, you know, Google Earth perspective, right? The canopy covers.
Yeah, it runs a software program on an aerial photo and identify, you know, it's not going to identify every individual tree, but
right.
Again, this kind of stuff needs to come from the council mm-hmm. saying, you know, we want this done and then it gets figured out how to do
it. But we should see what's already being done so we can see the
We don't want to duplicate.
Sort of part of a larger conversation about just budget items in general that we're making a suggestion for, because we've talked about suggesting increasing solar power, we talked about, you know, backyard certification, we've talked about a lot of things that are asks that we kind of want to be able to
prioritize.
Yeah, and also have that conversation about the line item in the budget too, because I think it's part of that larger conversation before we jump to making a recommendation. We should be prioritizing more, making recommendations for.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if with all the people, all the nurseries that are around, and mm-hmm. all the people who have property and grow stuff, if this isn't something. I mean, you know, $35 a tree for these people over this program is a sizable amount, really.
Yeah, I kind of was surprised at that.
You know, there's a world of people out there who might be willing to. You know, dig up trees on our property, grow trees, donate trees. You know, you just have to go out and knock on doors. I mean, when I mm-hmm. worked at Clackamas Community College, I got all sorts of computer equipment donated just by going to companies and asking, is this mm-hmm. for educational purposes? Well, this is to help reduce greenhouse gases for Westland. You could have your name as a donor put somewhere, I don't know, but it seems like there's a lot of people out there with potential for donating stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, the only argument that the woman who spoke from Spokane said that was that they tried to do it themselves and it just wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work organizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, I think having someone from Parks come talk about it might be helpful. And another option, the previous jurisdiction I worked in, every Arbor Day, the city would plant, I believe, 20 trees at a school within the city limits, and then the mayor, the superintendent, school board members, we go out there with first or second graders, photo op, plant 20 trees. The city would set up the irrigation system to make sure they survived and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, it was
I like positive the idea PR. Of a fall thing, yeah. though. I mean, that makes mm-hmm. a lot of
do
sense.
It, yeah, do it in the fall too.
Yeah. So do you think I should talk with someone from Parks and Rec and get before we invite them here, just to get kind of?
No, let me talk to Ken. Okay. And you know, that email I sent you, that was just a brief 5-minute conversation. But
right. Yeah,
let me see if
mind.
They've got.
I think
some
having them come
metrics.
Here would be good too, just for general relationship building, because yeah. we haven't really, yeah.
Yep. So I'll talk to Ken and then try to get him scheduled to come and spend 20 minutes or 30 minutes and talk about things Parks does that's sustainability related, which they do a lot of stuff. We just,
yeah.
You know, I'm not in Parks, so I don't know what they do until you bring something up and I go ask him. And he said, oh yeah, we already have a butterfly program.
No, but maybe even asking like what huge opportunities he sees,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
On the brink.
Yeah, well, that's good.
I love that. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy. That's so exciting. Yeah. There's so many benefits that come from trees that, you know, we can definitely dive into that when that time comes with Ken. So, thank you very much. So, we have 45 minutes left of content and 35 minutes to do it in. So, let's as a group decide how we want to budget this.
I see 25 minutes.
So annual goals calendar would be next for 20 minutes, work session 20 minutes, and review action items.
I think the work session should stay
long.
Okay.
Annual goals calendar.
I could cover a minor change that I did in 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe we could create like one action item from that and then move on.
Yeah, I think that sounds good to me.
I'm sorry, I was looking at a view in the minutes and I just missed the annual. Like, I looked over it like 3 times and just didn't see that line.
Father Time Strike One. Is the group okay with spending 5 minutes on this agenda item?
Sure.
Okay. So, this document we worked on last month, the only thing that I changed here, I'll just point it out. Instead of just having one tab which says master, I did make a few more tabs. This says ongoing. So these are just ongoing projects.
Go ahead, tap them, it'll move.
Oh, okay. So ongoing speaks for itself. I did divide the projects between quarter 1 and 2 and quarter 3 and 4. So for ongoing, as a reminder, this is what we all came up with together as a group.
You've been run the first round of the Arbor Day meeting if you wanted to.
Sorry?
You could kill 2 birds with 1 stone by having the person from Parks talk about the Arbor Day and bring that up with them too.
Oh, yeah, on that first line. Yeah, for sure. So, and then on quarter 1 and quarter 2, I just took the timeline that we had, if we had made any notes from last meeting, and try to divide it up into what we said we'd do at the first half of the year. And funny enough, between ongoing and quarter 1 and quarter 2, that left nothing in quarter 3 and quarter 4. So I just wanted to mention, and now in the interest of time, if maybe an action item would be taking these ongoing
mm-hmm.
items and spreading them out throughout the year and reevaluating what we said we would do in quarter 1 and quarter 2. Because that's a lot going on in the first half of the year, and as a group, I think we should figure out
what actually is doable within the first half of the year, and if we need to shift any of this to quarter three and four. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So again, we have nothing scheduled for the second half of the year, but we have lots of ongoing projects, and then lots in the first half of the year. So we've got the opportunity to push some stuff off till the second.
The ongoing ones obviously could spread into the last quarter.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's that laugh?
There's a laugh. Yes.
From the other group.
Yes, I was thinking. Oh, we can probably move on in quarter one, quarter two, you have a gathering of all the advisory boards.
That's not
going to
happen.
That's probably
the first half of the year.
It would probably be could be pushed.
Yeah.
Should we maybe, as an action item, just all look at our items that fall in the ongoing category and make a time suggestion?
You'd be a great place to start.
Break it out.
Maybe we can do that between meetings.
Yeah. Does anyone feel the burning urge to cross-reference those action items in any of this?
What cross-reference the action?
Or
you mean like collect them and adjust the sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can do that. Just kind of check in with everybody about this. And, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Can I ask just one?
Yeah.
This kind of made me think of different wins we do that don't, like maybe didn't come onto our work plan, but something happens that we want to like later remember to report as a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Is there currently a place where we're keeping that, or is that something? Because I almost wonder if part of a quarterly check-in would just be, did anything happen that we want to make sure we capture in our, maybe that can be I'll add a tab for
that.
That
would be great.
Okay.
And we could even change the document name to Goals and Accomplishments Tracking Spreadsheet.
Okay, goals.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Because already we have attended a webinar.
Yeah, right.
You know, volunteer event. I'm sure there's more.
Maybe can I just be the keeper of goals and accomplishments? And then maybe when anyone feels like an accomplishment's been achieved, they can just send it and I'll.
That's great.
Kind of. Okay.
That'd be good because you could just pack that together at the end of the year for the.
Right. Report. I know. That's what. Let's keep Sarah's life easy.
So Sarah, how, for the action item list, how do you want me to record?
Somebody has
something. Oh my god. Cauldron.
How do you want me to record your the action items? And
I think to have each council member just check in with the ongoing and Q1 and Q2 tabs and
board
kind
member
of
or council member.
Or I mean board member, sorry.
Like,
and just kind of confirm that their goals are in a good spot or make a suggestion for a timeline.
For the ones that we're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I think the other thing I would add is maybe to do a recap of accomplishments from the beginning of the year. If everyone could just kind of send those, and then we can kind of have that be something we capture monthly. Like,
did we do that already, the accomplishments? Sorry, you said we should send
just like the webinar, you
oh,
know,
what they've done.
Yeah,
okay.
Just so that I don't miss anything.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Yes.
For every, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. All right. Does anyone have anything else before we move on?
I have another question.
Yeah.
Is this something that we can kind of, this is something I imagine we can do offline a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I could just check in with folks and kind of see how they're moving forward on their goals as like an offline.
That would be great.
Okay. Maybe that would be my little thing. I'll just take a little ownership over this particular spreadsheet.
That would be great. And come the end of the year, you're right. Having everything in one place, we'll thank ourselves when we go to write our letter.
Yeah.
We won't be so frazzled.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Alex knows. Okay, friends. Thank you, Sarah, for that.
Okay. Don't thank me yet.
Thank you in advance, which means you have to deliver.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so it's 7:05. The last 5 minutes we'll be reviewing our action items. So we do have exactly 20 minutes to talk about our work session with City Council.
Love it.
Oh my god. I don't know, but you're laughing really hard, which I like. So last meeting, we read out a list of a bunch of items logistically of how a work session might work.
Yeah.
Like, what do we need to know? How do we refer to the counselors? Do we say counselor so-and-so? Or is it informal? So I don't know, Darren, if you had time to answer those questions, and if not, it's fine.
Oh, no, yeah, I'll do my best.
Do you want me to read them out, or do you?
Sure. You could really have some fun with this one.
I know.
You realize. Oh, you always have to bow.
You have to watch us.
Yeah.
You have to have black pants, black skirt, white shirt.
There is a dress code.
Yep.
So at 7:25 or 7:20, we'll give us a heads up. We have 5 minutes left.
Yes.
Okay. So obviously, the point of answering these questions is so that we can shape what we want to say to City Council when we meet with them for an hour, which includes the OIT students' time period. So I think knowing this information is gonna set the foundation for planning that time. Okay, how much time will we have? 1 hour?
1 hour.
Okay.
What hour, what part of the day? I have a date, but not the time.
Oh, six, it starts at six, council meetings start at six, and they should have you first on the agenda, so
the
I imagine
council
like,
chambers.
Yep, I would imagine like probably 6:10 or 6:15, that should get rolling.
Okay, so we do need to decide as a group how much time we want to give to OIT and whether, presuming they probably go after us, you know, what the time would be. So TBD. Who is
I would think something like, I mean, 15 minutes? 10 minutes?
Let's,
okay.
Yeah. Who is typically present during a work session? Is it just council or are there other staff in the room?
There are other staff in the room. They usually set it up in a square. You'll have the five counselors, the city attorney, and the city manager will be sitting at the table. And then the city recorder and some other staff sit at another table. And then depending on what other agenda items, there might be other staff in the audience until they get called up for their agenda item.
Where do we go?
You'll just go in and sit in the audience, and when your agenda item comes up, you'll go sit up at the table with all the rest of them.
And we have a microphone, right?
You probably have to share a couple microphones.
Okay.
Yeah, just remember to, you have to get close to the microphone because it
might turn it on.
Yeah, to get captured for the TV, because you will be on TV.
And Alice will tell us if we're not loud
enough. Yes,
yes. Oh my goodness, okay.
Make sure and polish.
Or that would be a great night for a toupee. which other advisory boards have attended like we are going to be attending?
The Planning Commission meets with them regularly. But the Planning Commission is more of a, the Planning Commission is a decision-making body also. They make land use decisions. I know the Library Advisory Board meets with them annually, and I'm not sure how regularly the other boards meet with them, but I know everyone has an open invitation. Oh yeah, like the Economic Development Committee, they meet with them once or twice a year.
Okay, and what is the protocol for addressing counselors by name and or title?
Well, I would address them by counselor so-and-so and Mayor Axelrod, and if they want you to be more informal, they'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor Axelrod.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for me to say Councillor Sackler, actually.
Yeah.
You're going to be gritting your teeth.
This may be a question that's more so after we decide what content we want to share with them, but are they likely to appreciate metrics and data in general?
Yes, but at this meeting, I guess it depends on what you're trying to make the purpose of the meeting. But if it's just to get direction from them or give them, you know, your list of action items, I guess they were called, in their goal, in their goal statements.
Oh, they were milestones.
Yeah, yeah. If that's sort of the purpose, is to everyone get on the same page about what the milestones for this year are, then I don't know that you necessarily need to dive into the details of it.
Maybe for some things we want them like in our back pocket, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Never hurts to have some facts to back up what you're.
That's great.
We're glad you asked.
Yeah, exactly.
How many topics would be wise to address with them? Like, should we, like, say we want to talk about the tree program, and we're not doing an earth event, but an earth event, you know, how much is too much? Should we focus on quality over quantity?
Yes, quality over quantity for sure.
I think too many topics, then you're more likely to have something spiral out and miss out on the rest of talking.
That was actually my question. It might be coming up, but does this council, do they stay on task pretty, like, how common is it?
Oh my god!
You know this is being recorded, right?
That's why he's silent.
I'm not trying to say anything.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean,
they do have meetings that go long.
Yeah.
Yes, they're very engaging. So
I guess I'm just curious if they're going to use this time to talk to us about what their priorities are, and that maybe we should be prepared to.
I believe that, yes. I believe it'll be a full-on back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
And it should be a conversation rather than a lecture from us. We don't want to hear from them.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a lecture either way.
Yeah.
It needs to be everyone coming to agreement upon what the council wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
I'd like to get some direction on the pesticide issue for sure.
I think we could identify it. We do need to be thinking about the topics that we're going to be discussing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll not to get into too much detail, but I'll just throw this out, giving this a little bit of thought, that I would think that two things that could probably consume the entire time would, one, be the milestones. Mm-hmm. So you guys have like 18 goals, right? Getting that down to what you think are the top 3 to 5, and then ask the council what would you like us to work on to bring you information to make a recommendation for improving something based on this. And then the second would be, like you mentioned earlier, Alex, you know, there's a lot of potential money deals. The backyard habitat, mm-hmm. putting solar in parks, the green energy program going to the next level, mm-hmm. Arbor Day issues, talking about, you know, there's a lot of things that SAB has talked about and actually done work on. Mm-hmm. What is the council's priority?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And I would also be curious if they know about the line item in, you know, for sustainability projects.
Yeah.
It's kind of tucked in there, you know.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I think getting a better sense of if they can't fund all 4 or 5 things, which one they want to fund, and then if they want you to bring them more information, more data. Mm-hmm. For instance, the green energy program, to go to the next step, you can come back with the calculations of how much, you know, in the long run, the benefits of going to the next level.
Right. You know? Which I gave the previous council.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think. Yep, so I think, yeah, getting clear direction from them of what their priority is for moving forward. You know, maybe they'll say everything is a priority.
Should we assume that they've read our most recent annual letter, or are we reiterating some of these things?
Yes, they would have read it prior to their goal setting session in January. So again, I think, yeah, boiling that down to what this group really thinks is important moving forward, to get them to then agree on what the 1, 2, 3 things are that you should be working on the rest of the year.
If the students working on that solar project is a priority that it seems to be, that might be a good one to put high on the list.
The city manager came. Did she say to you that? She said to someone that they were hoping that our goals would align with theirs.
Oh, yeah, she said that to me.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was reported. I just didn't remember when it was said.
At the training.
That's why I didn't hear it. I wasn't there yet. That seems to both give us a direction and limit our scope in what we want to propose.
That's kind of like the ongoing conversation of, you know, of when do we support and when do we push. That's kind of like the, and I mean, to kind of bring it back to, you know, the charter, we have to be able to give, like, preface for them, because they have to, you know, people are going to be looking at a charter and approving it, that we need to be able to preface for them, you know, that this is how we think our board should function, and they're going to have to talk about it. But that, we started having a conversation about a charter because this has kind of, it's kind of been an ongoing thing of, you know.
It seems to directly contradict the idea of an advisory board, if the advisory board is supposed to give advice that adheres to the council's original goals. I mean, it doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, the other side of the coin is that when there's a larger project that's being worked on, we do want to have input and suggestions related to sustainability, like, within that. So, you know, we still want to have a say or a voice in the conversation about things that they're going to be working on, whether we recommend it or not.
I think that's what she was implying.
Yeah. So it ideally it's both, and like keeping that in balance and keeping a check on it. I think, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think the charter would be another topic to bring up. Talk about, you've worked on a charter as other advisory groups have in the past. Might even bring a copy for them to have and say, we're interested in bringing this back to you to go through an adoption process.
This might be incredibly silly of a suggestion, but would leaving them just a little one-sheeter of, like, who we are, like, as individuals on the council and, like, what expertise we hold be valuable?
Can't hurt.
Yeah. Just sort of as if to say, like, hey, you can use our expertise while you're making decisions. Look at this diverse skill set.
And
or we can make little, like, player cards.
There you go.
Yeah, baseball cards.
Yeah.
So getting back to the,
little,
to,
like,
the awesome conversation about your role.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the previous jurisdiction I worked in sort of operated in a different manner than West Lynn does, so it takes some time for me to get used to this too. So for instance, the city council would say, we want to improve the downtown, so that would be their goal. They would direct the city manager to make it happen. The city manager would direct the community development department director. He would budget, you know, $300,000 to pay for consultants and budget 2.5 FTEs to work on it, and he would direct us, and that's what we would do. And then we would use the downtown advisory group to, as the advisory board on, we would bring them information. They would give us feedback. We'd change it. We'd bring it back. They'd give us feedback. We'd change it until we got to the point where everyone agreed this was the vision, and that's how it then rolled up. Where here it sort of operates a little different, where they're like, yeah, do whatever you want, but then it gets to the point where you come up with a great plan to do something, and then when it comes time to do it, it's like, well, no one ever told you to do this, so we don't have any money to give you. So,
right.
That's what happened last year.
Yes. And that's why I was trying to get to the charter.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
everyone's in agreement. This is what mm-hmm. you're
yeah.
going to do.
Yeah.
And now this gives you opportunity to say, this is what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have them say, yes, go forth and conquer.
Sounds
yeah.
like a really valuable discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, for what it's worth, my three kind of must discuss are the charter, the budget line item, and mm-hmm. those milestones, you know, kind of, I think, and the OIT students are going to have time too, so that's going to be, you know.
So I can check also, I'll put that on my list of things to do. I can check to see if we can make the OIT students a separate agenda item.
That would be great.
Just
would
be great.
It's yeah. kind of like
give
a
them like 30 minutes after you to give a 15 minute presentation and have a question and answer session.
That sounds great.
And I think it respects their their time and their work too, to give them the proper.
Yeah. You know, I think it makes more sense for us too, because if we are doing like charter milestones, like these are all very general things, and then to launch into something like really specific is kind of odd. It's like, oh, we're happy to hear about your goals. Here's one thing that we've selected. I don't know.
Thank you, Dan.
Time check at 7:20.
Okay, we've got 5 minutes. I've got a few questions left. I want to make sure that if anybody else has questions too, they get in. Do they like hard copies? Like, should we come with printouts?
Yes.
And send ahead of time, too, I suppose.
Yeah, and I'll make sure that whatever you're going to present to them gets put into their, because they get everything electronically on an iPad. To
how soon before that would you want that?
Two weeks is generally the time frame. Yeah.
Okay. Should we come? No, I'll skip that. And the last question is: do they know what happened with the Earth Fair?
Probably not. No. Okay. I would guess. No. I honestly don't know. But
okay. Maybe that's a back pocket.
I would think more so like that could in a way be back pocket for the talk of the charter, because that I think was the impetus to kind of for us to have it, having this conversation was that. So at least we should have our thoughts in order of how to diplomatically talk about that.
Very few words,
yeah.
Earth Fair. No.
Does anyone else have any questions for Darren of logistics, etc.?
I think it's pretty exciting. Any questions, but
I'm fast. I'm curious how we can use our next meeting together to kind of take this to the next.
Especially because OIT students are supposed to be at our next meeting.
Yes.
So is there a next? Oh yeah, we'll get to talk about it later, but. I think we just basically have to narrow, between now and then, narrow down the list of potential things to discuss, right? Mm-hmm. And then some general background information on those.
Like the milestones specifically?
Right. Like we should all come prepared to be able to speak about the milestones that are identified, and then the charter. We should all review the charter.
Is that all on the Google Drive?
We should probably again review like some of the big asks and things like that, so that, and then identify, okay, these are what we're talking about, so that we have between April meeting and that in May, whatever, to get our thoughts in order.
What about the budget? Like, what kind of background information should we gather to kind of approach that?
I think we should definitely be able to identify where in the budget it is. Glenn should be able to speak to the historical, you know, because it's funded by the franchise fees from the garbage collector, and so that was something that's not new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think having background and context on where that came from and the purpose of that, and you know, and then you know, identify what the annual, what's budgeted for the year, maybe
about $40,000,
right. And then I also think that, you know, like we've talked to them now about, I think of four different items that could be potential budget asks. And so do we have recommendations for that? I mean, like we spoke after the State of the City address, we, you know, spoke about kind of what would the cost be of going from bronze to silver in the PGE WIN program. Well, we should be able to tell them exactly what that costs, and then hear what
tying cost to kind of specific initiatives, like you were saying, and almost give them like a menu of options, and just say we have X amount in the budget, and here are some cash related things which are priorities for you, and
in the Backyard Habitat had a certain ask of a grant.
I went to the work session where Nikki and Susie spoke to the council. Did they come up with more money for the program?
I don't know.
I don't think so. But I don't know.
Unless if they're
no, they did not.
Next year. Oh, okay. So
Ken Worcester and I met with Susie.
Meetings. Oh,
It was probably before the holidays. No, it was after the holidays. And we were brainstorming ideas of how to present it. And so, still working on it.
So it is 7:25.
Okay, so we will review action items next, but just to close this out, Sarah just whispered in my ear, which I agree with, that maybe a few of us can get together and narrow down some of these monetary asks that we've talked about in the past, like we mentioned either solar, backyard habitat, PGE, and so on. And go ahead.
No, I was just wondering if at the next meeting with the OIT students, is part of what they're going to discuss with us be cost?
Oh, can you write that down to ask Glenn as an action item?
Because that would be some, you know.
For
next steps.
So, Sarah, myself, and if anyone else is interested, we can go through and find out some of those asks and larger projects, I guess, that we've talked about, including the canopy program that Cindy mentioned today.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
well, I think that might be a little preliminary. Right?
Yeah, I would.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
True. Thank you.
I wouldn't even.
I wouldn't bring that.
Bring
up.
That
okay,
up until
thank you.
Until you have a discussion with parks.
Okay.
I think you've got three, right? Solar, PGE, and backyard habitat. Those are pretty important.
Yeah,
and I think the goal was evaluate, prioritize, and incorporate environmentally sustainable practices in city activities and decision making.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that meeting with Sarah, I, myself, and anybody else that wants to be a part of that, as long as we don't have a quorum, I think what we could do is email out a list of links that we should all be researching and become familiar with before our April meeting, including all of the counselors' individual pages, the role of the counselors, so that we're just all on the same page about who we're talking to, and any like goal documents that I think, you know, Darren has up or had up a moment ago, just so that we're all really getting to know the people that we're talking to. And then come April, because that will be our last meeting as a group before the May work session, we'll really have to spend pretty much all of our time except for the OIT agenda item on the prep.
What's the date of the session? The 7th.
And of course, if anyone else has thoughts on this, please email myself or Sarah or Alex or anyone else in the group. And we'll definitely, it'll be a good, productive meeting for sure. Would folks like me to read the action items collected this meeting?
Please.
And if I've missed any, please. Okay. Let's see. All of us should email John at least 7 ground rules that he can compile into a document that we can vote on and adopt as a group at a future meeting.
About 7. I mean, or however many. I'll be in three.
Yeah. But don't go over the top, because poor John will have to say for all this stuff. Darren will.
Not that difficult. Cut and paste. Yeah.
Thank you. Darren will look into including John's name on the website.
Thank you,
Darren. Darren will also ask if the OIT students can have their own agenda item at the work session. Darren will talk with Ken in the Parks Department regarding the Community Canopy Program and invite him to a future meeting to spend 20 to 30 minutes to talk about their own sustainability-related projects. Alex will connect with John regarding website work.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Squared will meet about the next meeting, or about the work session, and then follow up with a big email of documents and links that we should all review before our April meeting. And then finally, carry over items from previous meetings. Actually, before I do that, did anybody else record action items that I didn't just say?
Just the goals and accomplishments spreadsheet. Just everyone kind of check in about the where their goals are located and timeline and stuff.
I missed a whole bunch of action items that were in a different spot. Okay, so Sarah W. to compile the accomplishments of SAB, so that means all of us should email her anything that you've done thus far in 2018. Sarah W. will check in with each SAB member regarding ongoing goals, mm-hmm. and then together you'll make a timeline for your projects and add that onto the 2018 spreadsheet that we were looking at. I will create a document and share it with the group so that the group can populate suggested goals and milestones that we can send to City Council. I will also create a document and share it with the group to brainstorm our suggested accomplishments for the Climate Mayor's Compendium. Myself, John, and Terry, I will talk to you both about details for Earth Week at Merrillhurst. And then, let's see, all SAB members should see if they can attend the Parks event on April 21st. And then the last one is Alex and Cindy to connect regarding Sharon Salvaggio. That's an unfinished thought.
Well, I just put it down there because we have to, we still have to meet with Sharon and Val and whether Travis and Tamara or whatever, but it's just another, that continues.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the date of the Earth Fair?
What's that?
Earth Fair date?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
The Merrillhurst one?
Yeah.
April, so the 21st is a Saturday, right?
Yes.
So then that would be, that Monday is the 16th, I want to say.
Yeah.
So it runs 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th. For what it's worth, I will be there on Monday the 16th from 11:30 to 1:30.
Well, 19th is our next meeting, too. Just FYI.
Cool. Well, I will be there talking recycling and seeing who hasn't been fired.
Did anybody else record action items that maybe I didn't say?
I got one more, but it's not like between meetings, but I would like to do a little bio for us, for City Council. Just like, here's a picture, here's a little description. I think that would be helpful for them.
That's great.
But it may not happen before the next meeting. Before the meeting.
I think we should actually do it like with the basketball announcer.
At
6-3 out of Miami, Florida.
Raining from this neighborhood.
And then it's 7:32. Sorry that you're late out of here. But as always, the minutes are all on Drive, so you can access all of these notes. Would it be helpful for me to follow up with an email, like tomorrow, with all of these action items in an email? Or does that overkill, and people should just go?
You just want to put a link. That's a good.
The link would be good.
I think
just the link.
You don't need to add something else to your to-do list for people who can't be bothered to go to the website.
Okay, so that's two conflicting things,
right?
Yeah. I'm saying that sure, send a link, but you were talking about sending like a list of the action items.
Okay. That's a good point, because then what would be great is if, I know there's a lot of text here, a lot of notes that we take, but it would be great if people could review what we've been recording, and if you have like, oh, no, that's incorrect, that, you know, you make that amendment on the shared document. So you don't have to tell me what you're changing, but, you know, just go ahead and change it if anything is incorrect.
Do we not have to approve minutes?
I don't think so, because we have the audio.
Yeah, the audio is the official
Business, I'll tell you what you said.
I know. But I do like, I like the written copy.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more of a meeting summary as opposed to minutes.
Yeah. We good? Say it.
We're good.
Say.
Meeting adjourned.
Gosh, Darren, you're